It does change a few things, but honestly, I think it's a really sensible decision that we're looking at a postponement. There's just been so much uncertainty around everything leading into the games, and you know, I really feel for the athletes who are not as lucky as I am at the moment to continue their training. So it's nice to hear that they're having the conversation.
A little bit of Kelsey Lee Barber yesterday on this program with the announcement from the AOC yesterday about the postponement. She was happy with it. She is a gold medal chance. She's one of the great javelin throwers of the world, but she was still able to train, whereas in many countries, competitors can't train at the moment. It seemed like it was inevitable, the decision. Matt Carroll is the AOC CEO, and they jumped and said, no, this won't be happening as far as we're concerned. And the IOC board member, Dick Pound, told USA Today that a postponement is coming for the Olympics, and it kind of vindicated everything that Matt Carroll had already told the world. Welcome to you, Matt. Great to have you on the program. I really appreciate you joining me.
Afternoon, Dwayne.
Yeah, it sounded like a common sense decision when you guys and girls made it, and it sounded like the IOC obviously realised that as well.
Well, we had to reach a conclusion, you know, that as the young athlete was saying there in your introduction, the stress and strain on the athlete. Mind you, the stress and strain on lots of Australians in this current crisis is just terrible. So we're not saying that sport takes precedence over other things, but it was important to take that into consideration. Looking at the world scene, these AOC executive needed to deal with the here and now. While the IOC had announced they were undertaking review, they weren't going to announce the... And I understand why they needed the review to move the Olympic Games is no mean task. But we couldn't wait that long. And the athletes have welcomed our decision. We'll prepare for the Tokyo Olympic Games in Northern Summer of 2021, because that really is the only real and honest advice we could provide to the athletes.
So Tokyo get to keep it, and they get to keep it in the right part of their year. There has been talk about slightly moving it as well, so the conditions are better for the athletes. Have you heard anything in that regard?
Well, the issue is slightly moving. Remembering we're talking about the Olympic Games and Paralympic Games, and we're talking well over 2 months by the time we include the gap between the two games. You're sliding that into later into 2020. You've got two issues there. One, who's to know whether... this Prime Minister said 6 months for Australia to get through this, at least.
Yeah.
The same for other parts of the world. You then move into winter, and that's obviously very difficult, particularly, obviously, the Para Games would be on the right into winter. So you're into 2021, and the best thing to do is for a Summer Games to be in summertime.
Been talking about a lot of sports maybe changing forever, Matt. Do you think Olympic villages with so many different people from so many different parts of the world all congregating together in 12 months' time, even that would pose some fear for some people?
Well, I guess it could. I do know that the Japanese are working hard. In fact, I've just seen a note from come across my screen about 5 minutes ago, working hard to ensure all the measures are in place, regardless of when the games are hosted, to protect the health and well-being of the athletes. If you've ever been to Tokyo, they keep the place spotlessly clean. That will be the case for these games. What going into the future? Look, I think the world will learn from this, as we always do. And I still think it'd be a shame to lose that great bond of humanity the Olympic Games brings.
A lot of sports do have the team aspect, so a player can bring his coach and the player has other players that he can lean on at times. You've got a lot of athletes who are individual sports people who don't necessarily have a lot of health advice, doctor to lean on, a psychologist to lean on. And some of them do, some of them don't. How do you assist in all of that for them right now? Because some of them will need a lot of advice.
No, Dwayne's a very good point. And we are working with the Australian Institute of Sport to provide that assistance to athletes and even the ones who are in teams as well, where they've got a bit more support around them. But we'll be launching a program probably early next week, online, of course, with our athletes and using Olympians to assist and help and provide advice and comfort. We'll know more from the IOC in the coming weeks and we'll be able to tell the athletes how, but particularly any that haven't qualified, how that qualification process will proceed in the course of the rest of the year.
And the one-year postponement seems fair. So many countries that have athletes that can't train at all at the moment. It might not be able to for months.
Oh, no, absolutely right. I mean, I was on a teleconference this morning with my counterparts in Team GB and the Canadians, and they're in exactly the same circumstances. I spoke with the USA Olympic Committee over the weekend, and as we know from reading, things are quite bad in parts of America. So, and other parts will not be getting to Italy and other places. So, no, many others. So, I mean, that was one of the things the athletes started to feel, that it wasn't just about the Australian athletes, it was their fellow athletes around the world and not being able to get to the Games. And therefore, you know, it's not a true representation of athletic talent. And they just fell for it as well, which was important.
You do speak to people in control at other countries. How optimistic are those people? How pessimistic are others? Is there a real unified belief that this thing is going to be beaten or overcome to the point that the Olympics in 2021 are going to happen?
There absolutely is. And, you know, there's a genuine positive, as there is amongst the athlete cohort as well. And I think one of the great things that we get to the end of this year, and hopefully the virus is beaten, and the world can join together and celebrate that great inspiration the Olympic Games is, and come together and unite. And I think that's one of the great things that postponing the Games, whilst there's sadness about having to do it, it does open that bright opportunity for the world to celebrate in 2021.
And how does it affect your qualification, Matt, for some athletes that have already qualified? Are they still qualified for 2021, even if they're going to be a year older? Is there a new group of athletes that are going to be, you know, probably were too young for these Games to qualify, but that might be in a position where they could qualify in 12 months' time?
You're right, Duane. There's one thing obviously we're looking at. The understanding we have from the IOC, even with their scenario planning, is that all athletes who have qualified remain qualified. They're qualified for the Tokyo Games. Even the team sports, so the Matildas, they've qualified for the football and they remain qualified. And there's no other process to go through. There are a number of sports still finalising their qualifications, and they've obviously been terribly disrupted, which is one of the other reasons for being pragmatic about this. And no doubt the IOC and international federations will work together in the coming months to work out how they're going to do that once things come back to normal. So they're the only ones where people haven't qualified will still need to be done. But everyone who has is locked and loaded for the Games, no matter when they're held.
Talking to Matt Carroll, the AOC CEO. And how far back, once it's not official yet, I suppose all the governing bodies around the world need to be informed, and the IOC will put out an exact statement. But how far back from the date when they set it for the 2021 Games does everything else get planned around the world, and terms of other events? How far back do we come from there, Matt?
Well, that's the thing. It's moving the Olympic Games is, as I said, no easy task. So there's both the logistical requirements in Tokyo, and they'll work through those around villages and venues and things of that nature. And then there's the impact on the global scene. So the IOC is going to have some global sporting scene. So some long discussions with international federations. But I think, you know, one of the things of the crisis brings, people do cooperate and work together, and we're seeing that around the country and around the world, and I think the same will occur here, and we'll make it work. It'll just mean that instead of being 4 years between Summer Games, it'll only be three, and Winter Games will be the following year. So there's a bit of, you know, work to be done, but it's all achievable, it's all doable, and with a bit of effort, we'll all get there.
And do you think that the next Games will be in 3 years' time, or will it be in another 4 years? How will the cycle be affected?
It is a decision for the IOC. I'd suggest that it will be 3 years, not 4 years. So this Paris 2024, the French are working hard to make that a great Games as well, will proceed. I would suggest that's what would happen.
Are you relieved that it's now a known guideline, as opposed to a week ago where there was some unsurety, or were you always sure that this was going to happen?
Well, no. A week ago, the advice we were receiving from the IOC suggested that it could go ahead in July 24th this year. What changed was also what changed in our country. The travel restrictions that came in, the closure of gyms and indoor sporting venues, and we looked at that and looked at the, of our athletes, and they had to get home. We had obviously had the borders of some of the states closing as well, plus also international travel, basically a level four, travel advice of not to travel overseas at all. We took all that into account, and also, as I said, the health and well-being of athletes, and there was no other decision to make. So I think there is relief. I know there is relief amongst our athletes and our sports, and now get over a few days. So take a deep breath. Let's go for a few days, and then we'll get together and start to work out what that means. Postponed games. We've never been in this territory before. It's brand new. Looks like for each of our individual sports and their athletes.
Thanks a lot for your time, Matt. I really appreciate you joining me, giving us an updated view on it, and I like the fact that you've been speaking to people overseas who are positive as well. That's a little reassuring for all of us in some way. Thanks for your time.
Absolute pleasure, Dwayne.
Matt Carroll, AOC CEO. Take a few of your calls after the break. 1-300-736-736. Have had a few on the speckled text, and quite a few people asking about various sporting pursuits, golf clubs, and whether you can still go and play tennis with a person across the net from you, because it does allow social distancing. There's so many bizarre questions that come through on the speckled text, it's hard to get my head around the answer to a few of them. Golf clubs, for one, should you be allowed to play a solo round of golf, or are all golf clubs shutting down? Give me a buzz if you're a member of one. 1-300-736-736, because golf courses obviously need greenskeepers and other people to stay involved in making sure they are operational, even if you don't need a clubhouse and a pro shop. 1-300-736-736. How's it affecting you and your local club, especially your local footy club, if you've got people that are involved there that need some help and advice to keep their lives on track, because they'd love a little bit of exercise involved in their lives. Plenty still to come on Dwayne's World.